Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Butterfly Moment, my favorite time of the week because I have the best job in the world. My name is John Schulter.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hall.
It's the show that talks to extraordinary people, do extraordinary things. It's also the show that believes in something called the butterfly moment. That time, the caterpillar leaves the cocoon and realizes that it is much more than it thought. That it's one of the most beautiful creatures on earth, and best of all, it can fly. And before we get to our wonderful, incredible guest today, I've got a question. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Would you live life with more passion and purpose? What is your butterfly moment? Carrie and I are life coaches, and we'd love to give you a free session, a 55-minute focus just totally on you. What are your hopes and dreams? What is standing in your way? So give us a call. You can reach us on our website, empowerradio.com, and we can set up our free sessions.
What about if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, John, and call?
That'd be fine, too.
And what's that number?
586-997-4357.
Great.
557-HELP. I was on the internet today, and I found something very interesting about goals. I told you this on the way over here today.
Yeah.
And it was kind of shocking to me, but I think it's a good point. We like to have one lesson before getting into the conversation. That when you have a goal, keep it to yourself. Not a Muhammad Ali kind of thing. There's something about that they've done studies and they've found that even neurologically, when you keep a goal to yourself, there's an energy. There's a kind of almost cosmic force that you internalize. It reminds me of gas in a piston, that it becomes so strong and powerful, but if you let it out, and we've all heard people who talk more than they walk, that it's different. So keep that in mind and experiment with it and see how you feel when you internalize your goals. And let us know. We'd love to have your feedback on the show, either an email or some sort of text.
And you know what? We love hearing from you. And in fact, John and I just heard from one of our listeners, and it just kind of made our morning. She's a beautiful school teacher who drives to school every day and listens to our podcasts. And she's a good Michigan fan here. And we're just so happy that she enjoyed, you know, what we had to say and enjoyed listening to us. So, you know, please know that it makes a huge difference to us when we hear from you, and we love it. So anything you want to tell us, we'd love to hear, good, bad, or indifferent, but we really appreciate you.
Well, why don't we begin with Carrie? Tell us about our special guest today.
Yes. Well, today we're so excited. We're talking to a gentleman named Jose Pineda, and Jose is an amazing person. He's an international chef. He's a real estate investor. He's actually a Colorado real estate broker. He's a business developer, and he's an owner of the International Institute of Transformational Leadership. He's a transformational speaker and a coach, and he has a great slogan. It's leading leaders to a transformational world. So, Jose, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm thrilled to be part of this.
Oh, thank you.
Jose, before we get started, I just want to, you know, thank you for being on the show. I want to give a shout out to my friend, former student, Bob Berg, Kyle Berg, who made the connection between you and I. Those are two wonderful people that are special to us that are going to be joining forces with us in a lot of the projects that you're going to talk about today. So, but I would like to begin with you in talking a little bit about your past and how you got to your present situation. First, tell us, we'll go ahead. I'll let you give us your background.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Well, this is an honor for me to be on your radio, and this is a chance to help others understand probably what you and I already understood, and that's probably one of my philosophies, is that everybody has something to learn, and everybody has something to teach.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things that I run my life with. And precisely everything I've done in the past, as we discussed before, is basically trying to learn from the people around me what to do and what not to do, what to take on and what to avoid. And God has keeping me in the right path, and I don't really have a really bad path to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? But you know what? This is something that God put on my heart, and I'm running with it. This is not what I want anymore. This is what God tells me to do, and we've been achieving a lot of things. We're transforming a lot of lives. And yeah, through hard work and focus and compassion, and there's a phrase that I love saying all the time, no matter what, choose love. Whatever decision you make, when you choose love, everything will flourish.
Well, tell us how you became an international chef. I think that's so fascinating, along with your real estate.
Well, that's one of my passions, and if you have a whole day, I can spend you more. but in Mexico, I grew in Mexico. I got here when I was 29 years old. Basically, all my schoolings I finished in Mexico, and I'm very proud of that. I had to take some certifications here to be international, and I've been running hotels and restaurants here in Colorado. And since I was 17, I was the youngest chef catering to the government at that time. And I'm very proud of that, because not everybody can do it. And since then, I've been in the leadership and the motivational part of my life, and I've learned a lot. And everything I am right now is basically the consequence of everything I've been doing, or mm-hmm. all the decisions I've been making throughout my life.
Yep, you've
and I'm very blessed.
Some of all your experiences.
Yes, people need to drive themselves according to their experiences, and some of us don't really understand that those experiences need to be taken as something to build others, not to destroy others.
It really seems that you have chose the road less traveled, that you're kind of forging ahead. Were you always an entrepreneur growing up? Or when did this start? You know, the real estate and some of the businesses that you've been involved in out in Denver and here. Tell us about that.
Well, everything started when I felt the necessity of achieving greater things. I remember I was managing one of the local hotels here, and I met a lender. He said, "Why you don't buy real estate?" I said, "You're crazy, man. I don't do painting. I do cooking. I yell to my cooks. I keep my inventories low. I don't know anything about investing." He said, "Well, just do it." He showed me a check. He said, "Look how much money I made in this deal." I said, "No, that's not for me." So after my fifth property, I realized I didn't have time for a full-time job in the cooking industry. Now I cook just for my family and special occasions and all that, but right now my full-time job is my investments and inspiring others and leading others, and I love talking about leadership. I love talking about self-development, and that's one of the things that has given me the opportunity even to meet you guys.
Yeah, what do you think about investing here in Detroit, Jose?
You know, Detroit, there's two ways to invest in Detroit. That, from my point of view, invest in material things, and also invest in people. And I think that's one of my passions. I'm willing to invest in people, and Detroit has a very unique necessity, as a lot of cities in the world. And I think it's not what I want to do. It's what in a way what the Holy Spirit is guiding me to do. And I'm pretty sure you guys feel the same calling.
Sure.
That's why I'm committed to help people in Detroit to, you know, let's unify each other. Mm-hmm. Let's just get together to see what we can do for people. One of my commitments is to unify government and local organizations to do something for the city. I don't know if I share with you guys, but I had a dream like a week and a half ago. I don't know if you guys are ready to hear this.
Sure.
But I was dreaming, and it was very, very vivid dreaming. I was in a big room with like 200 people, all like-minded people, ready and willing to do something for the city of Detroit.
Mm.
Even I remember the words I was saying when I was on stage. I even remember the words that other people were saying when they came on the stage. And when I woke up, it was something so real that I said, you know, God wants me to do something in Detroit, and God wants other people to be part of this. At the same time, two phrases came to me. The phrase from Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I have a dream."
Mm.
I got a chill when that phrase came to my mind. And then the other phrase is, "If you can dream it, you can achieve it."
Wow.
And I do remember when I was trying to learn English, which I'm still learning. But one of the things one of my friends told me, if you can dream in English, that's when you're really learning the language.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're doing great, Jose.
Dreaming and thinking. Do you think in English now, or do you think in Spanish?
Very good question. I'm not. I don't pay attention to that anymore, Chan. I just don't think about it anymore. I might be thinking in both languages, or it just comes naturally now.
You know, as I understand it, you invest a lot in residential homes throughout Detroit, and
yes,
why that choice? It seems like a real kind of platform and foundation of your philosophy, serving the people first.
Yes, you know, as we were talking, I believe last week about my concept of of investing in real estate. Mm-hmm. I don't invest in real estate. I invest in people.
Mm.
And I was sharing with you and Chip as well that my business is a business with a purpose. And in a way, we should have the same mentality. When I buy a house, fix it, and rent it to somebody, I don't rent it to to a family for money. I rent it to a family being really, really, I have that very, very present that that family is going to have their kids in that house, and their family is going to grow. They might even have new kids coming on the way, and they're going to start a family in that house. So I see this more, a little bit more than just an investment. It's, in a way, I get to be part of their family growth. In a way, I get to be part of their dreams in the house, their problems in their house. I can share a lot of stories with you guys, but one of the last stories I have, these tenants didn't have money to pay, and they had a baby coming up, and the husband didn't have a job, and so they call me and say, you know, we don't have money, Jose. How can we pay you the rent? I said, you know what? Don't pay me rent. I'm gonna give you three months for free. And when you find somewhere else to go, I will pay for your rent and for your deposit. In the meantime, let me pray for you.
Oh, jeez. How great.
I just don't take my business as a money making. I believe you and I, probably somebody in the audience is going to be listening to me. When you and I understand that money is just a tool to help others, your future is going to change.
Mm.
When you and I understand that people is not money, people is people, you will take your business to the next level. Wow. And you know what? In reality, money just confirms, and listen to this. I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna try to say it a little slower. Money just confirms who you already are. Hmm. Don't let money transform you. Money is just a tool. And if you can use that tool to bless others, do it. There's no time to waste. It's already time to start really locking arms and use the tools and resources we have to help others. When I die and when you die, you can't take anything with you. Mm. Why we don't just focus on creating the opportunity to help others with our assets, with our time, or with our knowledge?
Such power.
I believe that we are in a position that we need to create an urgency. People don't live with urgency in this world. We need to create an urgency. How can we help others? Who is helping me help others? And overall, what's the time frame? Because helping others, we can say in a very easy way. But it's not next month or next year. It can start right now. And by you guys doing this radio talk is just awesome. Awesome.
This comes from a guy who a couple weeks back bought 40 houses or whatever in the Metro Detroit area. And I say that just because I feel a sense of gratitude that someone like you could come into our city with everything that's going on in Flint with that kind of entrepreneurial attitude. I just feel blessed and to let people know that these kind of investors are being attracted to our city, that they are going to make a difference. They are going to change the fabric of our state.
Well, your heart is certainly in the right place, Jose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I believe it, too. And I'm ready. I'm ready to do whatever I need to do, to talk to whoever I need to talk to, because I want to help. I want to help the city of Detroit. You know, I've been driving through the streets of Detroit, the suburbs. My heart hurts. My heart hurts. And I believe, like any other city with necessities, I think we can help the people with necessities. And you know what? Most of the times, people need more guidance. That's why we were sharing the other day. By helping the community or helping the community doesn't mean an event. We need to create programs. We need to create an ongoing program that can help in a daily basis the people in Detroit. It's not just about I'm gonna call people and let's do an event. We're gonna have a good time for 2, 3, 4 hours, and then what? People goes back to their reality. So where is the transformational part? That's why my institute is called International Institute of Transformational Leadership. It's not an event, it's a process. And that process precisely can take a lifetime. That's why my commitment to unify government and organizations, because I think that's the key. That's the key, and I believe that we are surrounded by the right people. We just need to really be in the same page and do something about it. But not, there's a saying, don't do it now, but do it right now. So that's why I always talk about creating the urgency on everything you do. If you're going to make a phone call, don't leave it for later. Do it right now. And that's one of the philosophies that has helped me achieve great things.
You know, just to interrupt, because I want to get this out there also, because we're going to have you back, no doubt about it, to really explain not only what you're doing, but the philosophy. But we are putting together a mastermind group of movers and shakers, and it's going to be focusing on CHIPS Foundation, our foundation, that I'm on the board of directors for, the Butterfly Foundation. And if anybody is interested in participating, we welcome your ideas, your support in all of that. And in fact, the next couple weeks, a week from this today, Friday, we're going to be meeting. And that's just going to be the first of many, correct, Jose?
Yes, that's correct.
Why?
And I'm excited.
Why this foundation? Why youth? Why did that attract you?
Let me rephrase something, John.
Okay.
One of the things that we really need to understand is that everything is like a puzzle. God has the pieces of the puzzle always floating in the air. And he knows when he's going to land one piece or two pieces or five pieces in what area, what part of our lives. When I talk about people, I get passionate because there's no other way to transform others by giving them the tools, giving them the resources, and overall giving them the knowledge so they can transform themselves. I was in a workshop with there were like 75 people in the workshop, and one person raised up his hand, and I said, "Yes, what's your question?" He says, "You know, are you here to convince us on something?" I told him, "Oh, wow, thank you very much for the question. That was a very straight question." I said, "You know, my job and my business here is not to convince you of anything. My job here is to bring you the information so you can convince yourself." Once we take the information in a way that clicks on our heart or mind, and we convince ourselves or something, that's when we create a change in our lives. That's when the transformation begins. There's a saying, don't do this as a strategy. Do it as a philosophy. You know, when you do something as philosophy, that's when you start the transformation on your life, your personal transformation that I really recommend for that word to be switched to transformational. My institute, basically what we do is to help people transform themselves in a way they can transform others. But they're going to help others transform in a way that they're going to be transforming somebody else. So the transformational part, I believe that's what we need in this world, an ongoing process.
Right.
When somebody called me and said, "You know, I really like what you said. That transformed my life. I see my life in different way now." That's what fulfills me.
Mm.
One of the classes that I do remember, and I'll be willing to put it in Detroit as well. I named it the class of what not to do, which the name was how to raise delinquent kids. And that class transformed my life. You know why? Because if we don't focus on our future, on our kids, who's going to do it? It's a responsibility. Almost half of the world is under 25 years old. If we don't do something about it right now, can you imagine what kind of leaders we're leaving to this world? Do you know that baby boomers are going to be retiring pretty soon? And if we don't transform our next leaders, and I'm not talking about just governmental leaders. I'm talking about the next preachers, the next missionaries, the next small or big business owners. Those are the ones that are going to have to take our world to the next level. And if we don't do something about it, I think we're doing something wrong.
Boy, we've got about a minute left. Can you just share with us your butterfly moment in your life?
I have a lot of them, John. And
I knew you were going to say that.
But when somebody calls me and remembers my just one phrase on one word that I have said, that's what I believe. That's my butterfly moment, which is a lot. I can have all day to talk about it, but it's just life is so good. and I believe I'm very blessed, and I'm sure that we can bless a lot of people in Detroit.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing and for inspiring. And you know, next week when you're in Detroit, I don't think we're going to let you go back.
I'm ready to stay.
Okay. You know, before we go, I would just like to say one thing. John and I got a message today that we've lost a very dear friend named Okeno. Okeno was a very special person to us. He was not only a good friend, but he was our driver when we go to Kenya. And he was also very much active in the gemstones in East Africa. Yeah, Okeno was a wonderful person who helped everyone. He leaves behind a beautiful family, and we're just one of the warmest, most kind people that we ever met. So,
well, thank
God
you.
Bless Okeno. Yeah. God bless you, Jose.
Yes, God bless you guys.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you. Thank you for being on the show, Jose.
Thank you.
God bless.